This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Boston Red Sox are halfway to their first World Series title since 1918. Last night, the Red Sox beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-2. The Sox took a 2-0 lead in that series. Boston pitcher Curt Schilling won his second big playoff game in less than a week, despite an ankle injury that could have ended his season. Even Schilling was surprised that he could pitch, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It's the top of the seventh inning here at Fenway Park, and it was just announced at the beginning of this inning that Curt Schilling has been taken out of the game, been replaced by a relief pitcher, ending another dramatic performance for Schilling. He was pitching on a badly injured ankle, and it's been cold and drizzly out here all night long, and that simply adds to the drama of what Schilling did. What he did was stand on the mound for 6 innings, once again with traces of blood seeping through his sock from the sutures doctors used to help stabilize a dislocated ankle tendon. Schilling didn't throw as hard as he usually does, but St. Louis manager Tony La Russa said later, Schilling made quality pitches at the right times. He held the powerful Cardinals batters to 4 hits and 1 run. When his night was over and he limped off the field, Boston led 6-1.
Hey, let's say goodbye now.
The Red Sox finally won 6-2, sending their delirious fans into a group rendition of Dirty Water, the old Standells hit that's caught on after home victories because of its references to Boston. The fans then spilled onto the streets surrounding Fenway Park, greeted by scores of riot police marching in lockstep. Reporters still at the park hunched over computers, writing what they thought was the standard patch me up and put me in story about an athlete playing hurt. But then Curt Schilling entered the interview room in street clothes, sat down, and started talking about a story that was anything but standard.
I just wish everybody on this planet could experience the day that I just experienced. I will never use the words unbelievable and the Lord again in the same sentence. It's just the most amazing day of my life.
It started at 7 a.m. when he woke up and knew there was a problem.
I wasn't going to pitch. I couldn't walk. I couldn't move.
Schilling says he told his wife the way he felt, there was no way he could pitch that night. After a while, he hobbled into his car and left for Fenway Park. Along the way, he says he realized how important it was that he at least try to play.
There were signs every mile from my house to this ballpark, at fire stations, on telephone poles, wishing me luck.
If that was the inspiration, Schilling still needed medical help, and he got it from the team doctor who'd first worked on a cadaver to figure out how to use stitches to help Schilling function with the damaged ankle tendon.
Somehow we had put an extra stitch in this time because there was some issues we wanted to try and avoid from last time, and we had caught a nerve in the leg, and we took that stitch out, and things started to change almost immediately from that point.
With the stitch out and medication to numb the ankle in, Schilling says pain wasn't a major issue at game time. He had to use different mechanics to compensate for the injury, but really, he said, his primary concern was the St. Louis lineup, which he said was as good as any he's faced. But not so far in this World Series. The big three hitters, Albert Pujols, Scott Rolen, and Jim Edmonds, haven't provided the collective power that fueled St. Louis to the best record in baseball this year. The World Series now moves to St. Louis, where manager Tony La Russa says the Cardinals have played their best baseball.
You know, we like playing on the road. We love playing at home. So we like versus love. So, you know, our fans are going to be crazy and look to give us a boost. But we're disappointed we didn't get a game here or more.
St. Louis will face more disappointment if its hitters don't start hitting and if its pitchers don't start handling the potent Red Sox offense, which is getting hits and runs from just about everyone in the lineup. It also can't be good news for St. Louis that Boston has committed 8 errors in 2 games and still won both. If the Midwest proves friendly to the hometown Cardinals and they can string together 3 wins in St. Louis, it's back to Boston and perhaps Curt Schilling. Could he pitch again? I don't know, he answered, which after yesterday sounds like a resounding yes. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Boston.